This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for the time that you've put in to living your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We are so honored. My wife, Kathy, and I work together. We are Kidd Marketing. Our website, wehelpyouthrive.com, is intended to help you thrive. And we are so thrilled to be able to be just a small part of your success in your life and in your business. Thank you for honoring us with being a part of our lives and allowing us the opportunity to come in each week and talk to you. For those of you who listened to last week's episode, I spent the whole entire episode just me. Usually we have a guest, but I really wanted to take the time to just really talk about thankfulness, about living a life filled with Thanksgiving. And I really do hope that a lot of you were able to really find the things in our life that you're really grateful and thankful for, and really express those to the people that you love, as well as really take the time, more than anything, to really thrive in your own life and in your business. Here in the United States, of course, if you're listening live, last week was Thanksgiving, and all of the fun that goes with that, and of course, all the chaos that comes with that, possibly too. I hope that you really did have a great holiday season. We had a nice casual one here for us, and that's kind of how we like it. We've done it that way on purpose, by design, in order to be able to really thrive in our own lives. And that's really what you need to do. And then, of course, the weekend was Black Friday, and then Cyber Monday was yesterday. Again, this is assuming you're listening live. And all of those kind of shopping days are fun to watch. And I'm also grateful that we've created for ourselves a life where we can just, you know, do online shopping and different things like that. Technology really is a wonderful thing to help you really live your best life without having to have your best life be something that isn't comfortable for you. And some people really love that 5 a.m. And, you know, other stores have gone to, opening up as early as 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving with their quote-unquote Black Friday sales. Some of us, we really do enjoy the ability to just go online and find those special things that we're looking for there. Whatever your way of preparing for presents or whatever you might get on those days for Christmas, I hope that you did it in a way that really truly did help you thrive. Because you see, there are a lot of things in our life that stress us out. There are things that have us living a life that's less than optimal for ourselves. We're overwhelmed. We're stressed out. We are so over everything in life that it's hard for us to thrive. And it's important. It's very, very important to the people around us that we are thriving. I've heard said many times before, and you've probably even heard me repeat it here on the show before, but it's really important that our children see us thriving in life, see us thriving in our business. We can talk to them about all the things that we've learned over the years of our adult life, about how to be happy, about what things that they can do to take good care of themselves, to honor themselves, to help themselves have a thriving life. But the truth of the matter is the number one thing that we can do for our children is to thrive in our own lives, is to live a life of peace, of joy, of overcoming in our own lives. When we do that, more is caught than taught. The children will see how we live even more so than they will hear what we say about how we should live. And so it's important that we, you know, we're exercising that. We're giving them the example in front of them of what a good life looks like. Now, there's going to be misunderstandings because, you know, the things that are so much fun for you and your wife to do together may not necessarily be fun for your kids. When they're little, they look at mom and dad and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that mom and dad don't like to make mud pies. I mean, how could they not love playing out here in mud puddles? You know? And then when they get to be teenagers, they're like, oh, mom, oh, dad. You know how teens can be. But through all of it, they see. They may not have the vocal capability or the communication skill yet to express that they're seeing it. And most of the time, they don't even know that they're seeing it, but they are seeing mom and dad succeeding, mom and dad thriving in their life and in their business. And from that, they catch the secrets to how to have a good life. You know, I mean, if you want your daughter to marry a really great guy, husbands, be a really great father. If you want your daughter to be a really great wife, mothers, be a really good mom and a really great wife. That's the kind of things that our children are going to do. And the fun part about it is, you know, they get a little older, they start having kids of their own. And we've done it. We see it in our own lives. You know, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm just like my dad. Oh my goodness, I'm just like my mom. I just said the thing that I promised myself I would never say that she always says. You know what I mean? Been there, haven't you? And yet we then watch as our children grow and they come to that same place. Because in the end, the best way that we can help them thrive is just by simply thriving ourselves. And so, number one, I am very grateful for your being here with us today, for sharing your time with us. Number two, I want to really help you really deal with some of the things in your life that may be stressing you out. We want to talk very specifically about overwhelm, especially that overwhelm that can come in parenting, in trying to be that perfect parent, you know, so much so that we lose ourselves in it. And then secondly, we also want to talk today about the stress that comes because we're not fulfilling our purpose in life. We have a business or a career or something that we know we should be doing, and we're just not there. And so we want to really talk about how to live our best lives so that overwhelm, stress, lack of fulfillment, all of those kind of things are not present in our lives or as little present as possible. You know, things are still going to overwhelm us. Things are still going to be, you know, progress. We may have to stay working at a particular job for a while as our investor to build the business that we know we're supposed to be having. And that's okay. Because like I said, life is a process, but we can learn some skills how to overcome rather than be overwhelmed. And we can learn some skills on how to have a specific plan to move from that what was, what we have to do now, into that what we were destined to do, what we were meant to do. And so I really want to encourage you to you know, take some time and listen in as these best-selling authors share with you the secrets they've learned through the chaos and turmoil of their own lives as they then have moved from that into abundance, thriving, a life that really is that kind of life they want to live. And that's what we want for you too. We want you to really feel like an overcomer. We want you to feel like somebody who is deeply fulfilled, happy, satisfied, content. You know, I mean, the adjectives that I could come up with, you know, to describe, or even the adverbs that I could use, you know, to describe emotionally where you are and what we would love for you to be at. We want to try to help share some secrets today on how you too can use those and you can thrive every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. So we're going to take a really quick break here, and then we'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back. This is Steve. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur, and we're so glad you are, because today you are going to thrive in your life and in your business. And we're going to show you some secrets how, by inviting into the show some of our best-selling authors. You can catch all of them, of course, at bestsellersguild.com. It's a great free group. We gave away all kinds of books. About 20 new people became best-selling authors just on Friday last week, and we really want to invite you into it. So now let's talk about how to not just live life, but how to love the life that you live. How to not live just overwhelmed, so far underneath of the chaos and turmoil of life, but how to rather live a thriving, abundant life. Some very simple plans to live and love out loud in your life. How do you show up in the world? Are you tired, timid, shy, scared, or do you love and live out loud? There's a great book that I want to introduce you to now. It's called Live and Love Out Loud by my good friend Tamara Robinson. Hi, Tamara. How are you today?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I love your book, you know, because you really do a good job of both being really real about some of the stuff you went through with your divorce, as well as give people some things that they can do to move from that horrible situation into something really good.
Yes, well, this book really came about from just having conversations with moms, just women and moms in general. And I realized I was having, you know, multiple conversations with women asking me, how do I handle it all as far as being a mom, being a single mom with an active daughter, and also finding time for myself. And so I just realized that I wanted to take some time to share my story and to kind of show the journey, because it hasn't always been easy. Sometimes it can look easy from the outside in, but it hasn't been an easy journey to get to this point. I'm still learning every day. I'm still learning. And my goal is to really just become the best and most authentic version of myself. And this book pretty much outlines the journey that I've taken from being busy and overwhelmed and stressed out on a regular basis to kind of creating a focus point in my life to be more productive in life.
Well, and for the any of us that have been single parents, you know, it's we all have that moment when the overwhelm meets the extreme love for our kids, you know, and we want to do so much better for them, but we're at the end of our rope. You know what I mean?
Yes. I can relate to that. I can definitely. And the problem for me is when I'm in overwhelm, when I'm stressed and I'm in overwhelm, I shut down and then I get nothing done and I don't want to do anything. And that doesn't help myself or my daughter. I have a 12-year-old daughter. And that doesn't help myself. It doesn't help her. That doesn't help me fulfill anything because I completely shut down and I just try to figure out how to carve my way out, how to climb out of that space of overwhelm. So I guess I just started to adopt certain practices in my life and just made those practices a routine. And I don't think I really set out to start those practices to create a productive life. I just knew that I needed to make a change in life. And this was my way out of overwhelm. And now when I recognize, I'm still getting overwhelmed, don't get me wrong. But now I kind of have a way to climb out of that space so that I can just feel more productive and be more productive and be a better example for my daughter. Because I definitely don't want her to experience overwhelm either.
Absolutely. So, you know, here's a guilty, busy, overwhelmed mom that's listening to the show today. And she just really would love to get out of this feeling. What are some tips that you can give her for things that she could do to move from overwhelm to feeling good about stuff again?
Well, I can definitely tell her that, number one, it's not selfish to focus on yourself. What I try to tell women and tell moms is that we really need to take time to focus on ourselves because we're natural nurturers and we naturally want to help other people, help our, whether it's our spouse or our children, or whether you're working outside the home or working inside the home, we naturally want to give out and give to other people. And then what happens is we find ourselves lower and lower on our list of priorities. And sometimes we may not even be on our daily priority list, which is really when you get into the point where you're just overwhelmed and completely just stressed out. And it's not selfish. Sometimes we believe it's selfish to focus on ourselves, but it's not, because we are the ones, we spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in this body. So why shouldn't we put ourselves first? And I kind of come up with a few steps, just some practices, like I mentioned earlier, some practices that I follow every day. And can I kind of outline them?
Yes, absolutely. Please do.
Okay, great. Okay, so the first one is meditation and prayer. And I see that as my foundation. Every day, prayer is very important in my life. And I see, and I kind of split those up because I see prayer as my communication to God. And meditation is me making time for quiet time and quiet reflection to receive answers or to receive direction from God. And what has worked for me is I actually make it an effort. I make it an important part of my life. And I start my day every morning. I start my day with 20 minutes of silent meditation. And it wasn't easy because in the beginning, I would fall asleep and it would be very difficult for me to stay awake for those 20 minutes, but then it started to become a habit. And now if for whatever reason I forget, or maybe I get started with my day, then I have to remember, oh, I need to meditate, because it's so much easier for me to meditate for those 20 minutes and then ease into my day, as opposed to opening my eyes and jumping out of bed and running through my day. So it's so much easier to walk slowly through my morning after I've had my 20 minutes of meditation. And prayer, I pray all day. Sometimes I do sneak away, or I do have my quiet space or quiet moments of prayer, but I really see prayer as my constant communication with God. So it's a constant conversation, kind of like the conversation we're having right now. I constantly feel like I'm receiving from God. I'm receiving something, receiving guidance and direction from God. And that kind of helps me to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And the second step is recording my thoughts through journaling and blogging. So I love to write. And I actually write poetry as well. And I started off with journaling as a way to just express my thoughts, express myself. And I also find that writing is very therapeutic. And so once I got comfortable with journaling, I then started a blog at the beginning of this year. I started in January. And I initially thought that blogging would be the way for me to share my writing with other people, but it was just another platform for me basically my writing went from my journaling in my personal journal to just a public blog. And it wasn't necessarily for opinion or anything like that. Sometimes I'll have conversations on my blog, but it was really just another platform for me to express myself through my writing. My third step is self-care. And there's so many things that fall under the umbrella of self-care for me. But I just see that it's very important and very necessary, especially for moms, because sometimes we don't realize how important it is to take those moments of quiet time, whether it's quiet time or just doing something just completely just for you. It could be going to the spa. It could be reading a book. Maybe there's a book that you purchased earlier this year and you really haven't made time for you to just read that book. Maybe just read a chapter a day. That's self-care. Or taking a bubble bath or getting a massage or taking a dance class or an exercise class. And there's so many things that fall under that umbrella of self-care. And I would just say that what has worked for me is just to find what I want to do, what I love to do, and just do it without any hesitation and just noticing the results of that and giving back to myself. And then I can then be a better mom. I can be just a better person all around when I take care of myself. And it keeps my tank full as well.
Well, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to encourage everybody. There's four more things. But you need to get the book in order to be able to read them. Because if we just told it to you all here on the radio show, then you'd be like, I already heard the whole book. I don't have to get it. So more are just as impactful, just as important in your life. And any of us that have been single parents, I can tell you absolutely, you really do need to learn how to master these seven steps. And the last one, I'll give you just a little hint. It talks about really actually stepping out. Answer the Call in Your Life is the name of that chapter. And it really does need to be the thing that you do because you have a purpose too. And I think that's one of the biggest things that the book is really about is the fact that, yes, we love our kids. Yes, we're great moms and dads and parents and all that stuff. But in the end, we need to be the best us because more than anything else, that's what's really going to impact the kids. So Tamara, let's leave people with some kind of simple action that they could take right now today. They could pause the radio show and go and do this right now. What would be the number one thing you would suggest to somebody to do right now?
I would say take time to find what you want to do. Figure out what makes you happy and just go do it, whether it's taking a cooking class, whether you want to learn a new dance style, take a salsa class, go to the library and check out the book that you've been wanting to read. And just do that for you and just see how that feels to focus all of your attention, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes. Carve out some point of your day where you're not mom, you're not in mom mode, you're not in wife mode, where you're just taking care of you. And just really feel how good that is. And then maybe eventually you may expand that to maybe 30 minutes at the spa or whatever. But just carve out some time in your day for yourself and just see how good that feels.
Mm. Imagine if you just took 5 minutes for yourself today, moms.
Yes.
Because I know you haven't done it, especially not this week. Those of you that are listening live, you know, we just had Thanksgiving and you've overworked yourself. And then you got up the next morning and you went shopping for Black Friday. And, you know, probably yesterday you spent all day on the computer, you know, Cyber Monday, catching all those internet deals. Today, you get to do something for her. In fact, today you have to do something for you. Mm-hmm. The book is called Live and Love Out Loud by Tamara Robinson. It's available on Amazon. This is a book you absolutely have to get. Tamara, thank you so much for your honesty, your realness, and for giving all of us who are parents, even, you know, now that I'm not a single parent anymore, I still really like this book. Thank you for giving us some ways to be better and do better.
Thank you, Steve.
That's such an amazing book, Tamara. I really appreciate it. I really encourage everybody, do go to Amazon. Get the book. It will help you. Some of us know what it's like to have been single parents. I was for you know, almost 5 years with five kids. Kathy was a single parent of one. When we came together, we combined our families. And so we get it. We understand that overwhelm and how easily it can come upon us. But we just really hope that you can actually live your life and love it, really have that abundance in everything that you do, because we don't want you to just make it through, to just survive your life. We want you to thrive in your life. And we really do hope that you are. So now we're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we will be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Imagine the feeling of being seen as the go-to expert in your field and having that at no extra cost for marketing. Plus, having more time for your family, friends, vacations, and hobbies. You don't have to imagine anymore. Hi, I'm Kristen Baker, Sales, Money, and Success Coach, and I want to share my proven formula that I use to close over $100 million in sales. Go to KristenBakerCoach.com, that's KristenBakerCoach.com, and access my free checklist called Turn 100 Leads into $20,000. Find out in less than 5 minutes if you've been sitting on a gold mine of ideal clients. Stop wasting time and money on sales and marketing methods that don't work. Start by going to KristenBakerCoach.com, download my checklist, and let's get started today.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. In the last segment, we were talking about overwhelm, especially, you know, the overwhelm that so easily comes upon us when we're single parents. But others of you have overwhelm from other things in your life. And often another gigantic source of that is working a job that is the opportunity you have right now, but you know isn't your purpose in life. It's not that thing you were called to do, that thing you were meant to be in life. How many of you can relate to that? Can you really just identify with, hey, you know, I'm at a job, I make decent money, but it's really not what I'm supposed to be doing in life. If you can relate to that, you know, two hands up and stand up, as Lisa Nichols would say. I wish there was a way that I could get you to do that, you know, right in the middle of the recording. That would be fun to see. You know, but seriously, it is one of the things that I think all of us at some point go through or have gone through in our life. It doesn't mean that we don't have a business. It doesn't even sometimes mean that we don't have a business that's thriving. But often we find ourselves needing to do certain tasks, certain jobs, just for the money or just because of the experience we need or other such reasons that have us in a place that we know is not the heart and soul of our calling, but is something that we need to do for now. And so what we want to do is we want to talk about the escape plan. I love the name of this book because I think it just so well encapsulates how you feel and what you need, and that's an escape. You need to know that there's a way out, that the current situation that you're in is temporary. It is important for now, but it isn't forever. Let me say that again. It is important for now, but it is not important or going to be forever. It has its time. It has its place. That's why a lot of times we like to refer to a current job that you're working at as your investor. It is the investor that you can control more than anybody else. And you don't have to give away a percentage of your company. You just have to give up some of your time to that investor for that money to come in so that you can move on to that next, to that thing that you're meant to do in life, that you need the funds to do it. Don't buy into the ads that you see on the internet that's like, you know, you don't need any money at all to do anything and you can just go out. It really is kind of a falsehood. You do really need to have a stream of income to come in to do business appropriately. And some of us have had opportunities where we can walk right out and make sales immediately. And hey, that's great. If you've got that type of a business or that kind of a plan, then go for it. But if you need funding, the number one place to look would be to your investor, and that is a job that you don't plan on staying at, but that you can get away from. And so to help us with this, we are going to talk about another amazing best-selling book that is called The Escape Plan. How do you love that phrase? I love it. I want you to really join me in welcoming Damian and Tamisha Duncan. Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. You know, I love the name of your website, Quit Your 9-to-5 Academy. I would love to hear a little bit both about you guys as well as Quit Your 9-to-5 Academy.
Sure. Well, the Quit Your 9-to-5 Academy was derived basically from our own experiences. Damian, having worked in the corporate industry for, what was it, babe, like 20
years? About 20 years.
20 years. Not dating us, but 20 plus years. And then I had worked for the largest beverage company in the world here in Atlanta. I won't name any names, but you guys can probably figure that out. And I was working for the president of the company, but I had a side business, a side hustle that a lot of us have. And so I was really trying to figure out how to get out of that so that I could really pursue my passion full time, and same for my husband. And so I had a lot of clients. I had a coaching business. We were working with people individually, but we found that a lot of people were in the kind of same boat as me. And at the time, my husband was no longer working, but I was still working. And so I felt this level of inauthenticity because I was trying to help other people build their businesses. But then I felt at the same time I was kind of still stuck at a day job. And a lot of the people we were working with were doing the same things. And so we decided that we wanted to put our energies and focus on helping people like us, who were kind of stuck in the same boat, not knowing where to go, not knowing what steps to take to up-level themselves so that they can do what they want to do full-time and what they were passionate about. So once we mastered it and I quit my job and went into it full-time, we put together this formula and this plan that we wanted to share with everyone else that helped us propel our businesses to the next level, which was how the Quit Your 9-to-5 Academy was born.
And also, you know, when I actually quit, I did it the unconventional way with no plan, you know, with a little bit of money, if not any money in the bank, and, you know, went through a lot of heartache. And, you know, when Tamisha made her transition from quitting her job to creating a sustainable business, we were then able to take my mistakes along with her triumphs and the different strategies that she used to quit her job. And that's, again, how the Quit Your 9-to-5 Academy matriculated from that. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So tell us about your book. What are you hoping to really help people do?
Yeah, so the book, The Escape Plan, we're really excited about that. This is not our first book. We both have individual books, but this is our first project together because we're really showing our personal trials and tribulations and experiences, as Damien just mentioned, in addition to really laying out a formula for people to actually follow. So the escape plan is actually a formula that we've created using that word escape. So it's something that you guys can really remember and stick to, because as a business owner, and I'm sure, Steve, you can relate to this, you know, we get distracted by the shiny objects and we don't know what to do next. And a lot of times we overwhelm ourselves with so many things to do that we get stuck. And that's why we are in the situations that we're in. So if you had a formula or step-by-step guide to actually follow, something that you could literally check off the box and say, okay, I've done that, or I need to do this, or I'm not doing enough of this, and it's leading you towards a specific goal that you're reaching. In this case, it's finally building up your business well enough so that you can leave the 9-to-5 life, then it would be that much easier for you to actually achieve it. Because many times we just don't feel like those types of goals are achievable. You know, we're like, oh, I won't be able to pull this off. But we're living proof that you can absolutely pull it off. And we've both been able to exceed the money that we were making at our full-time job by doing what we love. And so we want to show other people how to do that same exact thing.
And actually, we've come across people that we've known, family and friends, and also clients who have great passions and, you know, aspirations to be great in the world, but they're afraid because they don't have a step-by-step process to help them leave their job and make that transition into entrepreneurship, that, you know, that making that a smooth transition. So, you know, we created the Escape Plan book as well, along with our coaching programs, to help people have a step-by-step guide, also holding them accountable to achieving that goal and to creating a sustainable business. But to also answer your question, what we're doing is transforming people into a state of independence so they can live in freedom every day and do what they've been called to do.
Mm. I love that. A specific plan to escape that job that you don't want to be at anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome stuff. So let's talk about some of the specifics. We're not going to give them the whole book, but let's just pick one thing. What's one suggestion that you make in the book that can help a person escape?
You want to answer that?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about so much, but I think the one of the biggest things that has to be addressed, and it's very much overlooked a lot, is the mindset. You know, we spend a lot of time, and that's actually the first thing, the first chapter that we talk about, which is escape your fear. Because many of us are capable, we're already geniuses in our own right. We just need that push to get us to do what it is that we want to do. And me personally, being able to speak on both sides of the spectrum, you know, once I push through that threshold and finally quit, all of these fears and things that I had just seemed so minuscule after I did it. I'm like, oh my God, I was scared of that. You know, things that I created in my head that didn't even happen. And so you have to make sure that your mindset is prepared for entrepreneurship before you can do anything else. Because if you're not mentally there, it doesn't matter how much money you make in your business, how many clients we can teach you how to get, how many numbers we can teach you to grow on your social media following. If your mindset is not there, then none of it matters, and it's not going to stick. So one of the things that we focus on is helping you get to achieving that entrepreneurial mindset and stop thinking like an employee and start thinking like an entrepreneur and putting yourself first, really, because we put a lot of other people in front of us, which is why we don't take these big decisions for ourselves, because we're afraid of what everybody else is going to think.
And also, just to add on to that, you know, working with individuals over the years, we realize and come to the conclusion that a lot of people live in self-doubt and fear because of things that have transpired in the past. So what we do is we have an eloquent way of helping that person complete their past and building that muscle, that mindset muscle memory, so they could have that entrepreneurial mindset in order to catapult them into living in their calling.
Yeah, we often refer to, with our parallelpreneurs we work with, your job that you've still got now as your investor. And I love that mindset shift of, you know, I mean, because a lot of us would love to just have somebody dump $100,000 into our lap and be able to start what we want to do. But the truth of the matter is sometimes you just got to work and be your own investor.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And just to add on to what you said, we also definitely, we say use your job as an angel investor, but also use your day job as fuel to make your dream happen.
So we talked about mindset, but, you know, with over the years you've worked with people, what would you say other than mindset is the number one thing that keeps people stuck in that fear instead of taking action?
Well, I think that many times, because you don't know how to authentically communicate what it is that you sell, your products or services, you try to appeal to everyone and you end up appealing to no one. And when you don't get a bunch of clients, or you don't get any clients or the number that you're looking for, then you feel like, oh, I failed, or I'm not doing this right. And it's a little tweak in that you don't want to try to appeal to everyone. You don't want to try to appeal to the masses in your business, but you actually want to pick out, you know, a small but very active group of people that are really looking for what it is that you have to sell. And there's a particular strategy or way that you need to go about finding these people and how you need to talk to these people. And we teach you how to do that in the book. But we want you to focus on, stop trying to be everything to everybody and really be clear on what you sell, what is the genius that you have to offer to the world, and how to package that just to only the right people, only your ideal clients. And that will help you actually grow your business to doing something that you love. Because what happens is we get stuck in trying to appeal to everybody. We get overwhelmed. We get burnt out. We're so happy that somebody paid us some attention that we're, you know, we'll take any kind of client, and we know they're not the right type of clients for us. And then we end up frustrated, annoyed, aggravated, and we're like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then we always know we got that 15th and 30th check to fall back on. So we go in and out of, you know, I want this, I don't. I want this, I don't. And part of it is because it's not structured the right way.
And we also know that all money isn't good money. So we focus on helping that individual, that parallelpreneur, create a niche to make them get rich first. And we're not saying that you shouldn't broaden your horizons in terms of your clients, but to be laser focused in the beginning to create those riches or that wealth, if you will, and then start to branch off into prosperity in terms of working with other different demographics.
It's so interesting that you bring that up, you know, because I think for sure there's not a week that goes by. Sometimes it feels like there's not a day that goes by that I'm not having that same conversation with somebody, you know, about trying to, yeah, but then I'll let go of somebody else, you know, and then I can't help them. And it's like, that's okay, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
And it's a hard pill for all of us to swallow, especially when you're beginning. You don't want to turn people off. You want to be liked. You want people to like your business. You want to grow your tribe. So it's like, why would I do that when I'm, you know, there might be somebody that's interested and that's going to turn them off. But you end up working harder trying to do that because it doesn't really get you much of anywhere. You need to be very targeted and specific and intentional on who it is you're going after. And it's okay to say no to somebody who's not a good fit for your business.
Absolutely. I mean, when a company the size of Nike breaks down their target demographic down to the avatar of an individual, one single person, and then they base all their marketing on that, because in the end, it's easy to have a conversation with one person. It's very difficult to say all of the right things to a whole room full of people. You know, you just say the message and some people are going to identify and some people aren't. But if you try to craft a message that is going to appeal to every single one of them, everybody just ends up confused and they're kind of all scratching their head wondering exactly what did you just say.
Exactly.
So let's be good teachers and give people an action that they could take. What is somebody who wants to escape that job and become an entrepreneur? What's an action that they could, you know, right now, stop listening to the radio and right now start taking action on?
So one of the first things that we tell people as it relates to quitting your job and setting goals, because most of this is about setting intentional goals for yourself and for your business. So one of the things that I had to do to actually make this process real to me when I decided that I wanted to quit is set a date. Set a date with a specific time, a date to the T. So I plan to quit my job by March 31st, 2017 at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time, because now you've set a date and now you're working towards that goal. Okay, so now I'm going to quit on March 31st. Is there 31, 31 days in March? I don't know, but you guys hit the point. So you've set a date and you're working towards that goal. So now it makes it more real to you. Now you realize, okay, now I have to do X, Y, and Z in my business to get things going by that date. So I would say the first thing that somebody could do right now is set a date.
And then to catapult off of that as well, you know, being that laser, again, we're going back into being laser focused. We want you to, in addition to having that date, actually write the letter. You have to make this thing a reality. You have to be able to look at that letter from the time that you set the date and honor your word and do what you got to do to quit your job and move on into a sustainable business, living in your calling, period.
Well, and I would even springboard off of that and say, and then get accountable. You may not want to take the leap of 3 months early notifying your boss that you're going to leave, but find somebody that you can let them know and have them hold you accountable to it.
Absolutely.
Yes, we actually mentioned that in the book. So tell somebody that you trust, you know, not somebody that's going to blab it off to your manager or your boss, but definitely tell somebody that you trust that this is your date so that they can hold you accountable. That's exactly what I did. I told people that I trusted them. And I said, if you see me walking in these hallways after this date, then I want you to step to me. Because at that point, I didn't live up to my goal. So once you put it in the atmosphere, it makes it more real to you. You have a different kind of push and drive behind you instead of just saying, oh, I'll quit in 2 years, or I'm going to do this a year from now.
And just as a bonus, too, I would say, to all of the individuals, stop making yourself wrong. Just because you're in a job that you might not necessarily not like or want to be at, be grateful that you have that job. Because obviously that job that you don't like will be the springboard or that angel investor to springboard you into your calling. So we definitely want, a lot of people, you know, coaching clients, they make themselves wrong. And we have to stop making ourselves wrong and just live in the present and make that radical change to get you where you need to go.
Good stuff. The book is called The Escape Plan by Damian and Tamisha Duncan of Quit Your 9 to 5 Academy, which I just absolutely love. If you want to, you should, in fact, go out to Amazon and get their book. It'll be available starting on Black Friday. And if you're listening to this after that, you know, then you know it's already a best-selling book and you want to get it even more. Guys, I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us here today.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having us.
Thank you, Steve.
That is such a great way to look at your current investor, is as your investor, and then begin to really start looking at what is my escape plan. What is my plan to move from here? Possibly the next step is parallelpreneur, and then from there to being a full-blown entrepreneur running my company, thriving in my life and in my business. That's what I want for all of you. You know, some of you, you're going to thrive in the particular position that you have at your job. And I'm not encouraging anybody who is fulfilled at work to stop that and go get a company. You know, I mean, there's the old saying, only an entrepreneur would quit a 40-hour a week job to be able to be allowed to work 80 hours a week. So, you know, there are some of you that you're completely fulfilled. You know, you're doing what you are meant to do. You're fulfilling your purpose in life. And I encourage you to do it with abundance and to thrive in that position. But for those of you that know that there is a business, there is a, you know, something bigger that you're supposed to be doing, a calling on your life, I encourage you, first of all, get the book, The Escape Plan. And then secondly, let's begin to look at what do you need to do with your investor, your job, and then when and what is the process to escape from that thing that you know you're not meant to do, that you're doing temporarily. Remember, it might be for now, but it's not forever. So think about those kind of things. We are going to take one more break and then we'll be wrapping things up. Don't go away. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Thank you for spending this time with us here today. We've been talking about overwhelm, about how you can come out from underneath of overwhelm, especially as a parent, and really learn to live and love your life and to live out loud. I love that. And thank you, Tamara, for your great best-selling book. I hope everybody will grab that. And then, of course, we talked about that dreaded J-O-B, that thing that you're working at but you know you're not meant to do, and how you can have an escape plan. It's so important that you really set as the number one goal in your life that you are going to find a way, find a place so that you can thrive in your life and in your business. And again, like I said just before the commercial break, some of us, you know, some people are meant to be really great at their jobs. You know, if everybody had their own business, there would be none of us that had people that worked for us or with us. So it's important for those of you that are fulfilling your calling within the company you work with to know how much we respect and honor you for doing that. And we want you to thrive in your life as well. And for those of you who already have a company, you know, you don't need to look around. You just may need to look at what is the opportunity within the company that I already am running that I can do so that I can really live the life that I thrive. I love what my good friend Nafisa has to say, where she talks about the fact that in the end, the very first thing we need to do with our business is to look at what is the life I want to live. How do I want to live my life so that we can then create a life that is our best life and then a business, a thriving life around that? You know, if you want to travel all the time and you're stuck behind a computer doing tech support all day, you're probably not going to thrive. Conversely, if you really don't like travel and you have 300 speaking gigs scheduled for this year, you may want to rethink exactly how you're approaching your life and your business. Just something to think about as we deal with all of the stresses and the overwhelm that we have in our life and learn how to live as a thriving entrepreneur. I do hope you will come and join us. Kathy and I have bestsellersguild.com. It takes you right straight to our free Facebook group, and it's just a community. A whole bunch of friends and family is what they really have all become that get together, and they're in various different processes of their books. Some are already best-selling authors. Some are people who just know that they have a story inside of them and haven't quite figured out how to get it out. And oh yeah, by the way, Kathy and I do definitely have a couple of different processes that we can help you with to get that story out in the world, because the world truly does need to hear your story. You could be sitting right next to somebody while you're listening to this that does exactly the same thing you do, but your story is going to be different than them. What you've been through, what you know, what really lights you up about what you do is different than the next person over. And your voice has a purpose, has a meaning, and is important and so, so needed in the world. So I really do encourage you, join us over at bestsellersguild.com. Let's get that story out there into the world, because the world needs you. The world wants to hear your story, and Kathy and I love helping you share your message with the world. We really do. Bestsellersguild.com. I hope you'll be over there with us. We'd love to have you as part of our community. More importantly than anything else, though, I want to make sure that you know before we end today just how amazing you are. You really, truly are. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created specifically on purpose for a purpose. And the world needs you. Kathy and I are here with one purpose in mind, and that's to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We want you to thrive in your life and in your business. We want to see your family thriving, your children thriving. We want thriving to just happen so much in your household that it just becomes commonplace in all that you do, because we care for you and we want to see you thrive. That's why our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. We hope you have a great week, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.